broadcast wasn't going to work. Anyway, so in this video, I'm going to ask, can Ukraine liberate Crimea? So the Crimean Peninsula is Ukrainian sovereign territory, recognized by all by about three countries. So in fairness, I knew Russia held this illegal sham referendum in 2014, showing like something like 90% of people in Crimea wanted part of the Russian Federation. But even they held on a fair basis, they would have won a clear majority, but not quite as high as 90%. And of course, you know, you're called extremist peninsula. This time they should be part of the Russian Federation. They got deportable by cattle truck, and they weren't allowed back to their homeland for decades for that, even though Putin actively supports an Islamic fundamentalist Shariat state elsewhere in his own territory, and that's Chechnya. So the Ukrainians would rather like to take back Crimea, because who wouldn't want their own land back, plus its strategic importance and all sorts of things like that. But and the Russians, they're closing on Zaporizhia, that nuclear power station, making some progress in the east, being pushed back a little bit in Bakhmut, but the fighting is winding down for the winter. You just don't want to be outside for too long. You can't avoid it sometimes. You do have snow suits. They do have tents. They don't have Arctic tents. Anyway, the ground is about to freeze. It's going to be below zero, although that would actually make it easier for vehicles. And vehicles, that's better than mud. If it's dry, hard, that's fine. If it's frozen, hard, that's fine. It's the in-between when it's soft and slushy. That's what's more problematic when they can sink in. So the Russians have had to withdraw from there after the fall of Kherson. They're less secure in other places, but they've been building up their defences, their bomb shelters, their trenches, and so on. So, of course, there's an isthmus to Crimea. And the short answer is, I think, no, because it's very heavily defended. And this is the first bit that Russia seized that was genuinely popular to the Russian public. Russia had some sort of historical claim saying, oh, by the mere stroke of a pen, Khrushchev in the 50s gave it from the Russian Soviet Socialist Federative Republic to the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic. It seemed to make no difference. They were two provinces, if you will, of the same country. So it was like giving something from England to Wales or vice versa. Well, that sort of happened with Monmouth long before devolution was even thought of. So this was immaterial, and they're mostly Russophone. But obviously language and nationality are not the same thing. So Russia really wants to hang on to that. The palaces of the Tsars, a popular holiday destination. So fight might and main to keep that. They're not so concerned about Kherson or some other places. Their headquarters, their Black Sea base, fleet, their base there, Sevastopol, and they don't have so many good deep water harbours in the Black Sea otherwise. And if you hold Crimea, that makes the Sea of Azov almost useless because of the Kerch Strait, a very narrow stretch of water between Crimea and Russia. And therefore, from the Sea of Azov not being able to sail out into the Black Sea. So they are heavily defending it. Remember, they got that bridge that connects across the Kerch Strait. Putin drove the first truck across it. That was damaged some time ago. So they'll really try and hang on to that one. But if that peninsula was cut off, if the Kerch Strait bridge was destroyed, they couldn't ship enough things in. If there were these anti-ship missiles the Ukrainians were losing, there could be tens of thousands of Russian troops cut off there, forced to surrender. But it's just very heavily defended. It's a very narrow area you'd have to invade through, like a sort of Thermopylae situation. And remember that Russians have got numerical superiority. And seaborne landings are notoriously tricky. There's very much touch and go in D-Day, where the Allies are going to succeed with that, with the Americans island hopping in Japan, with things, what we're going to think, the other examples of it, the Allied landings on Sicily, and mainland Italy in 1943. I think these things are doable, but they're difficult. You want numerical superiority, air superiority, and all the rest of it. So I don't think the Ukrainians are going to be able to retake Crimea. I'd be delighted to be proven wrong. You notice that the war is slowing down, but the propaganda war is being kicked into high gear. They're ramping up precisely because there's not so much of the battlefield to report. And so psychops are therefore even more vital. There's some hints of the olive branch from Russia. They've toned down the rhetoric. They're realizing they're going to have to see compromise. The idea of taking the whole of Ukraine, well, that one's for the birds. and about 10% of Ukraine before this war began in 2004, 2022. Of course, it's been going on since 2014, really. They gained up to 20% of Ukraine. Now they're back down to about 15%. And they could be pushed back even more. So both sides are going to regroup, draw their breath over winter, get more weapons in. And that could favor either one. Putin thinking that time is on his side. Well, there's mixed evidence that that's true. Obviously, it looks like Trump's not going to come back. The Republicans didn't really win in the United States. Not many of them were much more amenable to compromise with him. And a few of the far left and the Democrats, they were the doves. But really, those are just on the political fringes. America's standing fairly firm. European countries largely, there's not that much war weariness yet. That could yet pay dividends for Putin. Yes, the oil and gas price is hurting Western European countries, but not so badly as to bring them to their knees. The winter is fairly mild. You know, they're moving to green energy anyway, but you know, they're not going to go all renewable for something like 20 years. They are managing to source oil and gas elsewhere. So people are feeling the economic pinch, but it's not sufficient to force EU countries to leave Ukraine in the lurch. And yes, he's been reduced to trying to destroy Ukrainian civilian infrastructure, drive millions of them abroad, partly think that European tolerance will be stretched past breaking point when it comes to the absorption of Ukrainian refugees. And there are some early signs of that, but it's just not enough. It's not sufficient, sufficient backlash against Ukrainians is not widespread enough. And actually some Western European countries say, no, we welcome this, actually we really need more people, more workers, our natural population is falling anyway. So his strategy is not really working. And interestingly, he's not come up with a nuclear threat for a while, or the threat of other weapons of mass destruction. Looks like I was wrong. I thought he'd do something by the end of November. So clearly whatever Biden said behind the scenes worked. He warned him off. Another thing's just come back in the media today, tellingly. The news about Putin's illness, falling down the stairs, vomiting and stuff like that. And there was a lot of that in the early days of the war, the first month or so. Then that largely disappeared. And the head of MI6, as a British external intelligence agency, said he's seen no corroborative evidence of that one. That doesn't know it to be bogus. But why is this coming back? Obviously, those who would like to undermine Iran, the Russians, to set the cat amongst the pigeons, get tongues wagging about succession or something like that. It's not going to bolster Russian solidarity. It could, of course, be true. I don't know. So I just don't think that the Ukrainians have the assets to do this, the numbers to do this. They suffered high casualties. So the Russians, of course, who's going to run out of men first? These draftees are not proving to be much good for Russia. There's still some good, still better than nothing. But the idea there's going to be mass desertion or mutiny, it doesn't appear that that's going to happen on any significant scale anytime soon. It might happen, there's a small chance, in several months, in over a year or something like that. But as I say, at the moment, there's no indication that that's going to be a factor. Well, thank you so much for watching my channel, and you know, subscribe to me and donate on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Thank you. Bye.